there's speculation here, right? I'm not really supposed to do this with the Bible, but bear with me. So just supposing, all right, you've got demons who are assigned to Paul and Silas's case, and they're like celebrating. They're going, hey, yeah, got him in prison, got him in the inner cell, got him in the stocks. What can they do now? Nothing. They're stuck. And then they start to hear the songs. What's going on? Oh, no. They're worshipping again. And of course, everything changes. I can answer this question. Well, I'm going to give you a challenge. I want you to make the devil say this week, oh no, she's worshiping. Oh no, he's worshiping. Okay? That's your challenge. Not only were they worshiping, but they started to pray too. And this is my next strength. Focus worship and prayer. We've been talking quite a lot about prayer, and we continue to talk a lot about prayer because this is just an amazing moment. So, what do you think Paul and Silas were praying for? Well, they were probably praying that they would get freedom. Well, they were probably praying for the jailer as well, because the jailer had come and spent a bit of time with them to put them in stocks, etc. They were probably praying for the other prisoners, and they were praying for some miracles. And what happens is a few miracles occur. For a start, suddenly there was such a violent earthquake. So that was something that God did. Not only was it a violent earthquake and the foundations of the prison were shaken, but it was an earthquake of a sort that made all the prison doors fly open. And everyone's chains came loose as well. And no one was hurt. And all the prison doors, oh sorry you said that. So the jailer wakes up, and when he sees the prison doors open, he draws his sword, he's about to kill himself, because he thought the prisoners had escaped. And this is because he would be executed in a very painful way if the prisoners had got away under his watch. But Paul sees this, and probably inspired by the Holy Spirit, he calls out to him straight away, don't calm yourself, we're all here. And that's another miracle. Why is it that none of the prisoners actually escaped? So the jailer rushed in, he fell trembling before Paul and Silas and asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved? They were up against all these barriers, just as we are. We're up against barriers. They're up against all these things that are trying to stop them from sharing their faith. And yet, after worshiping and praying, they see God come and work. So, we're going to pray now together. What I'm going to invite you to do is pray for the names that are written on your list. If you haven't got a list, pray for anyone you know who doesn't know God. We're just going to spend a couple of minutes lifting up these people to God. So would you mind standing to do this? And we invite you to call out the names aloud, and then you feel free to pray. Aloud as well. We're going to bring these names to God. We're going to blast the gates of heaven with these names right now. I'm going to lead us off and then it's over to everyone to join me. Father, thank you that you hear our prayers. Lord, thank you for the love that you have for our friends and relatives. Come now amongst us. Hear the prayers of each one of us as we lift up these names to you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Call out the names.
both your James, Yona, Adrian, I pray they are all unto me and use me to witness in the way you call me to them, to lead a path to your God.
Keith Clark, we pray, Lord, that we put your hand upon him, Lord. Since the death of his mother a few years ago, he still is in continuously thinking of her all the time, Lord. But we know that the only way is to be saved and to go to heaven. And we pray, Lord, that you put your hand over this man and the house, Lord, and that as we pray together as a community, church, that he will receive you, Lord, and he will come closer to you, and he will know that he would eventually be closer to his mother, but not on earth, he will only be in heaven. Amen.
Pray for Lee and Sharon, and baby Edward. I pray for Phil, who I barely know, but I know he's ill with terminal cancer, and has not got one. Lord, I pray, Lord, that in his last days, he will come to me.
Cancer will be halted, Lord, and she'll be completely cured, Lord. Especially, Lord, that she will come to know you.
Pray for Dave, Frank, who's falsely accused of work, and also my dear sister, Elizabeth, my brother, James, Richard. They're both turned back to things that they've been taught. Just find a freshness, a reality in your love. Jesus.
Well, I pray for Becca and Pete, that they may experience your presence with them, and to reveal yourself to them, and may they receive your blessings. Right now, just pull that names all together of who you want to pray for, or if you don't want to pull it out loud, just speak them out to God's heart with yourself.
Can I just ask, how many of you got a name that you're praying for? How many of you got a name that you want to lift up the back? Just one name, right? I've got three, that's my family, that's Ryan, Sammy and Layton, okay? And what I'm going to do is just pull out those names, one after another, and I want to invite you to do the same. Because the problem is that we think, I mean, that's great, the prayers have been prayed, that's absolutely brilliant, wonderful prayers. But the problem for many of us is, we think, what is the person sitting next to me going to think if I shout out these names? What are all the rest of the people in this room going to think if I call out their names? But can we give it a go? Can we give it a go? I'm going to call out those three names, one after another. And it's not that God hasn't heard me the first time, but it's partly to give us confidence, and it's partly to bombard, as Noah said, to bombard heaven with those names. Can we do that? Okay, let's go then. Ryan, Sammy, Layton. Ryan, Sammy, Layton. Ryan, Sammy, Layton. Ryan, Sammy, Layton. Lord, I call on you. Ryan, Sammy, Layton. Lord, God, let me say, let them know you, Lord. Come on, keep going. Thank you that you hear our prayers and you know all of those people, you love all of those people.
everything, but these were the main two. I really felt God wanted us to get older. You know that, that each of us, not only would we come, but true worshiper. Paul and Silas, you know, they didn't just start worshiping when they were in prison. They were true worshippers already. They worshiped on a regular basis. They knew God. And each of us needs to do that. And we also need to pray. And pray, keep praying for these people. And we will see miracles occur. Paul and Silas saw all those miracles occur. We too will see different types of miracles occur. The other four. Number one is God's presence. Because God's presence was made manifest. And he was in that earthquake. When you're with your friends, you may not see an earthquake, but you will sense God's presence. Yeah? And sometimes the other person, something just clicks with the other person, and then you know that they're listening to God. I had an experience just recently speaking to a guy who wanted to talk to me. He wanted to talk about these things. And as I was talking to him, I just felt a real sense of God's presence with us. And he was connected. He was really getting there. Then there's your story. Now, Silas and Paul had quite a dramatic story. Your story may not be dramatic, but your story includes God. Yeah? So just sharing about yourself. You don't even have to talk about God. Just sharing about yourself. People can connect and realize, hey, there's something about this person. Yeah? Be confident that your story contains power. Just as Paul and Silas. God's story, Jesus tells a lot of God's story when he speaks to Nicodemus. And this is another example of someone wanting to know, well, how can I get to heaven? And Jesus, famously he said to Nicodemus, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him may not perish but have everlasting life. Story, a massive part of God's story, explaining to people how they can come to know him. Now you know about God's story. If you need help, use a booklet. If someone is interested in things of God, then say, oh, have a look at this, and talk it through with them. But we've all got God's story, and of course Paul and Silas have to use God's story. It doesn't outline exactly what they said, but they did reply in verse 31, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. And because of God's presence, because of their story, because of prayer, because they were worshippers, and God was right there, the jailer had no chance, did he? And he knew. And despite the fact he could still be killed because he's got Paul and Silas outside of the prison now in his home. He doesn't care about that anymore. He just wants to know God and to Christian. And then the last thing, just have a look at the person next to you before I bring up the last thing. Well, Paul and Silas are there. No, they're not there. The last thing is each other. So we've got each other, right? So, and we can pray for each other. Your little card, which I hope you've got on you, mine is here. Every time I put my hand in this pocket, it comes out of my hand. I think about the people that are written on it, and I pray for them. I've given one of these to somebody else. So I hope you've shared as well, and you've got someone else praying for those who are more missing. So, what do you have confidence and faith for? One more person. Come to church, through your prayers, through God's presence with you, through your story, through your Christian friends. One more person.